Yeah, please turn that on. How did it do
So, because they don't heat the rooms, but everyone's in it.
sensors? Hey, Jen, you're the first one. I hope you can hear us.
I can hear you.
Okay, see me. Christian's in the room. I hate how they made us make new passwords for them. Yes, you're so. Yes, so do they consider the time it takes for everybody to do that? You know, a cost benefit analysis on that. I want to see it. You
know, I wish they would tell us why, other than prevent a security risk.
Yeah, but my question is, you know,
or be hacked.
Something probably happened that they weren't sure. But my question is it worthwhile? In terms of if you get have someone break in, you know, there's a cost to that, but what's the analysis of the cost to have everybody reset their password? How did they calculate that? You know, I think they just don't care about the 700 people that have to reset their password. That if there's any potential risk, that they think is worth it. But you're not doing any the weigh in the factors of, you know, if you took the 700 people, multiply it by what, 15 minutes?
I was only 700 people.
That's how many people I need. Well, oh, that's when you, I guess that's UND. So that's, huh?
Everyone that has an NDSU.
Oh, yeah. And it's all the students too. So take 15 minutes and multiply it by 15,000, then, right? Look at that many hours and compare it to what would have happened if someone would have got in. You know, so that's the cost of having reset this is take that time and put in about $50 an hour. And you go and calculate the hundreds of thousands of dollars it costs to reset that compared to if someone would have hacked in, how much would it cost? Right. Let me see the IT people do that calculation. All right, let's see here. We got more people online. Jen's online now since she's at WAWOP. So welcome to March 18th, Tuesday. And are there any questions to begin with? We want to talk about anything? Okay, I need to share my screen, which means I got to find my Zoom window. Share screen and share that. And I'm recording this. Yes, I saw that when I come in first, I record it. Like that, and we will go. Now I got my slides. Oh, sorry. Okay, hopefully we will get our hot wire boom on pretty soon since everybody's out at Waltz. So I want to go back and start with the next slide, if I could figure out how to go to the next slide. There we go. Okay, well, I will start off by saying I was wrong. I was working at the WCM data quite a bit and I got confused. So I called the manufacturer and talked to Chris there this morning. And the Model 3000 does not have a compensation element. That what an element on top is this a strap, a metal strap that they put on there. So it's not like the 2000 that you can use the compensation. So you have to calculate the dry term. So it's more like a King probe in that sense. But it gives us the robust probe and stuff that will not fall off the airplane. So that's what I learned. And there is data we have to process because it's very similar. The data comes in is similar than the 2000, just that the data doesn't exist for the second liquid water or the compensation element. So no compensation element. And then I was going to go back and I made up some more plots. Remember how our disagreement is between the probes and our equation for the wet terms. So I put in here that, you know, this, you could have this compensation element, but the 3000 does not have that. So we are on to calculating the dry power for the elements. And I don't have too much to go over, but I made a few plots today in that I went through and added code to calculate the power term. So does anybody remember if you have current and voltage, how do you calculate power from your physics undergraduate class? Krishna's
volt into current. Power is equal to volt into current.
Yeah, so it's just voltage times current. So voltage is in volts and current's in amps. So you just times the two together and you get power. One of the easy equations. So I went and did that so that I would calculate the added the voltage and the current and calculate a new power and put into our D0 data files. And I took out the second element. I should probably take out our all of our compensator variables too. So maybe I'll redo that and just put in the parameters that are given. So it doesn't confuse people why we have a compensator that's a missing value code all the time. So I think I'll take that out of the code. And then we have to calculate the dry term, the actual, what the power should be on both of the elements. And I started along the lines, but I had to figure out how this probe work and reading the manuals. Oh, and I'll post on the 3000 manual. Did anybody read that? I need to have a quiz on this stuff so you read the manual. I don't think they show what the data streams are. It's only on the 2000 manual that they define what the D0 and D1 streams are. So I had to ask for where that was because I couldn't find it in the manual. Anyway, this is a plot from January 6th, our first fight in impacts. And you see the voltage, I'm thinking that we turn off the power to the probe at the beginning and end. So this is the time period I looked at, and we took this out of our process data. And then to go to the next one, I made a plot of the dry term, total and wick grid for the time period of the January 6th case, where it's just between the that, how should I say this, 1620 is just in this time period here. So we zoom in on that flat time period, and you can see that the liquid is slightly lower than the total log tent power. And also you can see, or maybe you can't, that this is a totally out of cloud flight. So this is how much the power varies by changes in airspeed and pressure. And so you have to calculate what this is and then subtract that off so that you hopefully will get a 0 point. Or you look at the out of cloud data and you zero that. But it is also quite noisy. And I think this is the 25 hertz, or no, I forget, this is 4 hertz data I think we get from the probe. So them are all the plots I was able to make. So hopefully everybody has the laptops. Maybe let's see if we can make some plots for to January 11th, unless someone has questions.
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
I think I'm just confused at what I'm looking at. Why are there different values for the total and liquid and dry air?
I think it has to do with the two elements probably are slightly different sizes because so you know, we have the liquid is the one below and the one up here. I have to look and see if the links are exactly the same and stuff like that. But I wouldn't expect everything to always be exactly the same in terms of the diameter. And then I don't know if you have the concave, because the temperatures are both the same. If you looked at the temperature data, they're both 140 degrees. So why do you have to give a little bit more power to keep the concave element at the same temperature? Is it easier to conduct the heat away from that concave? Maybe there's more turbulence around the probe. They're not exactly the same, you know, elements. Anybody have an idea? I would think maybe it's the turbulence and the conduction of the heat, that maybe there's more turbulence around the probe and it will pull more heat away from it, from the element.
Do you think it has to do with maybe the surface area of the concave versus the regular wire?
Yeah, I'm going to show you the equations. I'm not sure.
It's the total water probe, right? The one having concave area?
Yes.
So I think it is to capture the ice crystals so we can get like ice plus liquid.
Yes.
Like concave surface can capture like both. So
yep, it captures.
Is it the reason?
Both. But we're in dry air here, so there's no, so this whole flight, the both elements are at the exact same temperature, but it takes, let's see, about a, I guess we could plot up the difference, but it's about a tenth of a watt more to keep that concave wire heated. Maybe it's a little bit longer. I'll have to look at the actual values, but it seems that it does, and it does seem like there's a little bit more noise on the total water. If you look at the fluctuations, it's kind of hard to see at my lines, but it seems like the fluctuations on the total water has a little bit more values. We could calculate that and look at the standard deviations if you care, but looks like it's fluctuating a little bit more. And maybe it's just this one flight. But I don't have a good answer. Anybody else want to speculate? Other questions? So since I haven't made up a whole bunch of plots today, how about we try to use our access to the data? And I'm still sharing. So if you can log into Aircraft. And I got to hide. And see if you can plot data up. Oh, now I'm not sure if we are. This is a longer, well, maybe we'll go back and look at the utter fright. This is the data I plotted for January 11th. And here you have, there's some 0 points at the beginning that when I plotted it to from zero, this is kind of a longer fright because we're going from 15 to 23. So what is that, 7 hours? I think this is the wind's cow fright. And so here's your normal fluctuations, about 4 for the total power. But right here is where we went through crowds. And you see that it jumps up. But you also see that, you know, right before and after, maybe I could zoom in on this. Let's see how this works. And it gets to be a lot of data to handle in memory. So this is probably not the one for all of us to look at. We'll go look at the sixth case, because if we all try to put this in memory on the same platform, we'll probably run out of real memory. Four hertz data for 7 hours multiplied by 6 or 7 people. It's a lot to hold in memory. And it takes me a while, even when I'm the only one. So, oh, and then I messed up because I didn't auto scale my axis. So there we go. So you can see this, but you see there's a little bit of fluctuations even right in here. Let's see, I got, well, this is quite a long period afterwards. It's like 10 minutes and stuff. So maybe we'll go and look at one of these powers for just one of these segments. And we'll just look at, so this is probably some small little chemist crowds that they were sampling. Boy, there's an interesting fall off there.
Is there might be just like residual water?
Yeah, there is a term for the raising the temperature, but I'm still not quite close because, well, I got, you know, 47 seconds. There's 30 seconds or so before this. You just go back there. I'm looking at this, you know, there is a pretty significant, you know, pretty stable here, but then where do you have the outer crowd data? And then what do you say about this? Is that really going to be water in there? That's that constant? How do we decide about this sort of thing on the end here? Is that, what can we look at? How about we look at the other probe? This is the 11th. Get the right data file. And I will just look at the impacts file, which has the CDP data, but I guess I just have a total water content from the CDP in here. Where's our CDP liquid water? And let's see, I want to go time interval here. And I want to grab the time interval here so that I have the same one. You know, with a button to transfer from one to the other. 60094122 60240.605. What? No data. Oh.
You press enter after each.
Yeah, and I don't know that we have data on this flight, huh? Because this is when we had problems with the CDP.
Oh yeah.
Okay, how about King Probe? And then of course now I have these are different sizes for the windows because I changed it from the now I kind of have them, but looks like the King Probe has the same type of variability where it does come down and come back up. So I'm guessing that's probably real and there's just a little bit of droplets on the outside. But we really need the CDP to tell you how close that is. And this is just 1 hertz data. So it almost gets out, but not quite. But here you have a lot of power that just kind of decays off. But it's very sharp at the beginning. I suppose the other thing we could look at is to extend it for the next crowd period and plot up another, you know, this one looks like it levels off too.
Probably residual water, right?
That you're evaporating off the wire?
And it's not going to be instantaneous, right?
Now, this is a quite a long time. You know, it's many. I'm trying to look at the interval. It's, you know, this is almost a minute. So that's probably 10 seconds of data. There it is. So I want to put this at, what did I change it to, 80? 280. Plot this data. See, it's kind of sharp here, but then it tails off. I could look at the King power too for this, because here I'm looking at the calculated liquid water, not the power terms. Should I look at the King power for this time period? Let's see, do I want to keep this one up? How many of these do I keep up on the, oops, on the same one? 2002, 11. So what do we have? We have King Raw. There's a parameter risk params. Tell me what's in that file. So there's a dry and a wet power that's available. So why don't I plot that? And this is again going to be a pretty big and long amount of data to read into memory, but I did it. Um, Oh, and here I'm doing the calculated power and the wet power. I don't have the measured power, but it's I don't know what I want. This is would be the calculated. I was going to say I could plot up the actual measured power, but I probably don't have that. It's just a factor of 10 from the voltage that we get. So
what hertz is this data?
This is 25 hertz, so this is going to be lots of data. And I shouldn't have done that, but I have my time interval here. So it's just going to plot up on the data points, but we're waiting. But I don't think... Well, you don't quite see it here, but you can see the you know, it's not exactly zero before and after. It looks like there's a little bit higher ones here. So is that really, you know, out of crowd data, or is that? And I suppose I could prod up the raw. Analog data.
Control C that.
Yeah, it might take a long time, but I don't know if it will help. But I think. I gotta look at the, once I do this, remind me to put in the values of subset right away. So I'm not plotting up the whole 25 hertz data file, because it's 8 hours of data writes at 25 hertz with 15 parameters. So it's a couple gigabytes of data. King LWC power, and I want to do the time interval and give the same time interval. 60084 172 and 60208. Let's see how long this one takes to plot. Ooh, that was nice and quick when I saw. So there's the power. It looks like when I look at the high resolution, now I got to put it in the same scale or stretch it out so you can kind of see. But, you know, here it looks like it goes down quite a bit and it comes back. I don't want that one. I wanted the WCM. See, the WCM doesn't really come down quite like this one. Comes almost back to zero, but not quite. So that's the other thing. Is that really residual water on the probes? And that really should be zero?
This is 25 hertz.
Yeah. Where this one's only 4 hertz, so there's some averaging. But then here on this one, you know, this one comes back down. So it's not as sharp. You know, here it looks like there's a trail off of the probe.
And is it like that for every single time we're in bottom?
Is it like that for every single time in crowd? Well, let's go back. How would you look at that?
We'll just look at some other peaks.
Some other peaks on this flight, huh?
Because, I mean, don't you assume like it's like that for all the peaks that it's an instrumental design or something going on with the...
I gotta find my time interval. So, should I start there? I'm going to 280, add 120, so that's 400. So there's some other ones, and it looks like every single one of them is trailing down, doesn't it?
What do you think's
going on? Well, we need to go back and forth into the crowd, huh? But yeah, it looks like there's some hysteresis, something where it's keeping that wire. Because it's sharp on the entrance point, but then it trails off when you leave.
You don't think it's possible for, I mean, this residual water that, you know, could be like, I don't know, on the...
Well, okay, this is for the WCM. This is for the total power. Let's look at the liquid one. Yep, the liquid does the same type of thing. And this is the other thing is, I think, is this a liquid crowd? I'm not sure that I have.
Could we look at the amps and the volts individually? Would that tell us something?
No, you could, but I think. I have to auto scale my Y axis. So the amps trail and the voltage. Oops. Yeah, they trail to both. You know, they both have that same trailing.
It's the temperature constant.
And you want the temperature.
Temperature trails.
Oh, so it's a temperature that comes back down.
So it's taking time to go back to the original temperature, right? Is it supposed to be a constant temperature throughout even?
Oh, this is, wait,
this is cold glass.
Yeah, did I have that wrong on my? Oh, I'm just, that's because I have my axis, overwriting what the defaults are. So there's the temperature of the wire.
So the temperature decreases when it hits the, when it goes in a cloud, which you would expect. You have water evaporating off of the wire.
Yeah, but it's not supposed to maintain that temperature better. I'm not sure because the King probe, I don't get a temperature measurement. So
you have cold water hitting the wire, and then also you have evaporation of cooling that's occurring on the wire.
Well, it heats up. We'll talk about this later. It heats up the wire. It heats up the water, and then it puts energy into evaporating the water, because the water we assume is at the air temperature. Right, that comes in, hits that wire, then you got to heat it, and then you got to evaporate it.
So it should, as soon as the water hits the wire, the wire should increase in temperature.
So it starts heating it, it cools down the wire because so what is it? It's the water wire that is constant. This must be the, I'm not sure where this temperature is measured. It says temperature of the wire, but where exactly is that? Is that a measurement of the temperature, or I have to read the manual? Anybody know in the manual what the temperature, how they get the temperature?
It's kind of weird that it's not holding the temperature. Could it be like some time response issue with the probe? So you have water that hits the wire, and then it's like takes half a second or whatever to demonstrate that it's actually in water, and then tries to compensate. So
I'm just wondering if it's not getting enough power to pull that temperature, if it's limited by the amount of, but it doesn't look like the currents are limited. We brought up the, because usually what it would be is a voltage.
Now, can you overlay on a second y-axis?
Let me see in volts. Is that right? I think this is about the right amount of power, because I saw in the manual it's also about 4. There is. I go back here and
the manual.
Pull up the manual. I So here's the total power. He was looking at more like 9. But I don't know how fast the airplane is moving in this case either. But this is total power. Ours is 4. So it is twice as much. So I was just looking at this in the terms of what they are doing in here is almost 9. And then there's a couple watts of power. This is power now. Ours was 4.
You scroll down a little bit. That equation. It's just.
But this is the. Because you have the sensor element and the ambient air, so the temperatures are changing, and it's how they, you know, keep.
Maybe that's what.
Yeah, because you're going to change it, but the power should try to maintain the constant temperature by increasing the amount of power. That's what they do, is they increase the current going into the element to give it more power. But I wonder why the voltage. Guess
it's amps times.
Yeah, I guess power, and they increase the power.
So volts are.
Yeah, you can increase either one, but I thought they would just hold the voltage the same. So I need to look back at like maybe some data when we have the 2000 flying and see this. But it does seem to trail off. And that might be our part of a problem, is that we have this here data where the other probes will say this is out of crowd, and it will try to bring this down and mess that up in terms of zeroing it. Maybe I have to put something so that it's, you go further past the out of crowd data points. But then you're going to have, you know, if I take the zero point here, I don't think there was water in here.
Well, I think there was water at that. Oh, yeah. Not after that secondary spike.
Yeah, there's secondary spikes here. But I don't think there's water after that spike.
Probably not.
But yet the power is going to go down. And
why it's not immediate?
Why is it not immediate? On that, because it looks like the king is more immediate here. Like, you know, I don't have the same times, but if you look at this spike, it corresponds to that, and it almost gets back down to zero. So it's not like it's getting back to zero. It's I have to look at the other one, because it doesn't seem like, and if that's a temperature,
Could you overlay on a second axis the temperature?
Yeah, I'm not sure if my overlays work well on this one.
No, I know a way around it.
You know a way around it. Okay, tell me how to use. So you want my temperature on this one. Okay, you're going to show me how to do this.
You do temperature, plot, overlay, second axis. Then you click on this, scroll all the way down, go background, is false.
I got to fix that. Fill background is false. So that's a WCM temperature. But yeah, so it's going back down, but it's not.
So the temperature drops as soon as you get in cloud.
Yep.
And then it's the same thing. It trails. The temperature is trailing with the, I wonder if it's the temperature, it needs time to reach equilibrium. It needs time to reach that 140 degrees C.
Yeah, but then if I do the plot for the King probe, where's my dry term? Yeah, here's my, so this, imagine this power is times 10 to the, so this is like 12 down here. It's voltage, the power is just a factor of 10. And if you want the, so you got that. And I need to put in the same time intervals. So this is the time, I think. Yeah, and so I need the other time from the other. Where is the other plot? Impacts. Let me go through. No.
Press the activities tab on the top left.
And I can select it here, huh?
Right.
This one. Good. Well, I'm learning how to use our computers here. Maybe. I won't let me click on that. So let me put on the menu. I have too many of these open, he says. So I got that one, which is that. I think I might have crashed the program. Yeah, I have something, some button or something is messed up there. I crashed something there. Oops. One way to get rid of it. So now I need to go and plot analog raw. That's in the analog file. Oh. Yes, I had it. So I don't need this again, huh? I was on the wrong window. So control time interval. I get that time interval and time interval here. Oops. And this one, 60094192 and 60400.0. And we want to plot the king and plot that data. And we want to compare this one to that. I need to pull this over. Oops, pull this. Because I want to make the plot. So here's all the powers. Oops, I didn't want to do that. Now I messed up my edit plot. I wanted to move this up. Yeah. I don't know. I could make. So I'm trying to see all the. You can kind of, well, look at this one. See, this one comes down quite rapidly. It doesn't have this decrease here. You know, it just has the up and down, and then you have the outer coil data. So why does that WCM have that residual because it doesn't seem to get that when you go out of crowd, it doesn't seem to get back to 140 very quickly. Like the King probe does. Because it's basically you have no water impacting on the wire. And you should be able to get rid of that water. And it's on both the total and the liquid. It's not like it's like you have water on the wire that you're still trying to evaporate. So
your residual water.
Is that because it's 140 Celsius, not 180?
Well, I mean, yeah, we could probably test that in the field.
Put it to a higher temperature?
Yeah, so the evaporation process is quicker. Because the evaporation is not instantaneous, but why is it the case for the King?
Yeah.
Is it the different design? You know, we have a concave instead of the King doesn't.
Yeah, but the wire is the same on the liquid water wire.
Yeah, but for the King, you have an open wire concept.
Well, there's two sensors on the WCM.
I know, but for the King.
The King is just one wire. But it's
one wire.
But it's like the liquid water wire. So it's the same size and everything.
But what I'm saying is the design difference, because the King has like that open wire concept where there's nothing surrounding the wire.
Oh, you mean because of the probe on the back side?
Yeah, and while the WCM has all the metal behind it, which is capturing some of the holding residual water, whereas vice versa for the King, it's just surrounded by the ambient air.
Oh, so you're saying your hypothesis is that it's the where's my presentation? So Christian is saying that it's because the wire is mounted onto this flange here, as opposed to where the king would be out and exposed and have all the wire around it, right? So that this is open on the back side, right?
Yeah. The same. Probably the most reasonable explanation, but
yeah,
it would be the reason why you have instantaneous.
So
it first hits the water versus when it trails off.
So we can find that out by looking at, let's see here, where's the. To find the manual for the other one is, why do we have water on the so we can look at the 2000 that doesn't have the instrument around it. Right. Anything else we can look at? Anybody has any ideas of other things we can look at? I can look at the W3M 2000 that doesn't have the wire to see why we have these delays on the this. So you're thinking it's holding the water in behind the instrument, that's not letting it evaporate like it should very quickly. Or it's re-getting on the wire. It's kind of harder. Or the flow of the... It's holding the water there somehow, huh? Well, I'll look at some WCM 2000 data and see why the power term is there. And compare some of these temperatures and take another crowd penetration for this and plot up some more data. So look at the data. Try to figure out what else is going on, because that's probably where we're having some issues. Then the question is, does this happen in the snowstorms? How about that's an assignment? Plot up some data and look and see if you can make a plot that demonstrates if this happens when you come out of the snowstorms also. Do you see the same temperature that it takes to recover from the snow or ice crystals? Good little thing to look at. So questions, well, maybe we'll just stop here. We got a good mystery to look at, try to figure out this WCM and see how well this is doing. Keep wanting to plot suppose the other one I can do is I can plot the impacts data. What's the impacts file? Activities. Oh, I only have the two. But yeah, you can calculate the
on the equation for element temperature.
Yeah. But that's just sort of measurement. Where does it measure the temperature of the element?
Where?
Yeah, how does it measure the temperature of the element?
Calculate the element temperature should be the sense head.
Is it on the
temperature of the wire?
Yeah, is it in the theory?
Scroll down. Keep going right there. So our element is essentially the voltage of the element divided by the resistance. Am I reading like I?
Once the resistance of the sensor and the compensator is calculated. Yeah, but see, this is again talking about the because you don't have a compensator. The element minus. So it's just a resistance measurement. But it's just from the voltage and ice. So, you know, that's a DI. So
I don't know what the I is.
Isn't I the current?
Is that measured in
amps? So yeah, this is just the resistance of the element.
DT, DR, and D100 are taken from the calibration data set. Calibration data from the sensor. So the thing that's changing is the R element.
Yeah, which changes because the current and the voltage change. So they're not very independent. Right, the current and the voltage or the power, they correspond to each other. You know, it's just because that power doesn't go to a steady state because it still has to supply power to get rid of some of the water. Otherwise, it should be constant with the dry term. It shouldn't be voltage and current shouldn't be changing, because if it's changing, the temperature is changing.
So that leaves.
So that again, it's they're still heating some wire.
That leaves them the possibility of instrumentation design.
Yeah, which means we need some more out of crowd data with liquid crowd, so we go back in and out of it and look at this to see if there's a issue there and what to do about it. Because I don't believe it. And I guess it's going to be, it's kind of hard to get that to come to zero.
What WCM thing are you plotting?
For which
that we were looking at?
I was looking at the
serial,
the D zero.
Serial
D
zero.
The D zero ones. And I only have them calculated for the first couple of fights of the power, but the data is in the D zero file. All right, well, we have enough. We can all look at it ourselves. So why don't I stop sharing? And thanks for looking at the data with me, and I'll make up some more plots. So, and try to figure out what's going on with the element. And I'll stop recording. If I can figure out how to do that. Stop it.